Mr. Baker?
Thank you. The next item is the discussion regarding our meeting schedule. The county council previously approved a meeting schedule for 2009 on October 14th. The county council did not approve a full night meeting schedule. They did approve a night meeting for January 13th and February 10th at 6 p.m. Because of the need to advertise public hearings and set up public hearings in advance. So the council did approve night meetings on January 13th and February 10th. They did not approve any night meetings on, as you can see, for March through December. Our practice over the last few years has been to hold one night meeting per month, typically on the second Tuesday of each month, beginning at 6 p.m.
Baker, I believe, yes. Mr. Cole has an opinion on this.
for many, many years. I argued early on that I don't mind the night meetings, but I notice there's hardly anybody here unless there's something on the agenda, and it's usually during the public hearing process. We also require staff that's on the agenda for sewer issues or whatever, or Lawrence or whatever. They have a, you know, the workday ends, what time do you guys leave here? 4:30, 5 o'clock? 4:30, right? And then they got to come back at 6:30. So, you know, sometimes it's awkward to have to go home or go back or forth or whatever. What do you do? Anyway, we had a meeting not long ago where we started in the afternoon and went into the evening. That was very long. But what I would like to see, and maybe think about it, that instead of starting the one meeting a month at 6:30, because we've been here many times, 11, 12 o'clock, and it's not fair to the public who has to drive. It takes me 40 minutes to come from Ocean View and Bethany Beach area to get here. And so some people have quite a hike. And this time of year, you know, it's lonely out on some of these Sussex County roads to go back home if you've had to come to Sussex County Council. Anyway, I'd like to see us start about 4 o'clock. That way, if we have our general sewer issues, bank account issues, Susie doesn't have to, you know, figure out what do I do for a couple hours at the end of her workday and then come back at 6:30 and just for about an hour or so. So I would like to see that we start these evening meetings at 4 o'clock and go to, say, 5 or 5:30, whatever the agenda calls, take a break for dinner, and then we come back and have public hearings starting at either 6 o'clock or 6:30, and then move everything up an hour, and hopefully we can avoid some of these late-night situations. So that's just a thought. The other thought would be to go back to just day meetings.
I'm in favor of that.
10 o'clock to, but I didn't, I'll be honest with you, as I'm self-employed, I'm a one-man operation and stuff. Starting at 4 o'clock would be probably better for me. Or people also who have jobs, here's the other thing I thought. Somebody wants to get in and come to Sussex County Council to voice their opinion on whatever or to hear something. If we have our 10 o'clock meeting in the morning, Sam, and a guy's working out there for whatever, you know, he's got to then, you know, he's got to go to work, then leave, and it takes him a while to get here, and then he's got to wait for his agenda item to get on, then he's got to come back. I would rather see somebody be able to go to work and then say, well, I want to go to county council. His employer says no problem. He can leave work a little early and then not have to worry about coming back. So it doesn't mess up somebody's work day. Some people don't have the flexibility with their employment to be able to come and go. So at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, a lot of general public would be, I think it would make us more accessible. I wouldn't mind starting all our meetings at 4 o'clock. I mean, so I think there's a couple ways we could do it. So, but if we're just going to have one night meeting a month, which, you know, I forget it many times that that's the week that we have it. I'm sure the public's not really tuned in on this one night meeting a month. And I don't believe it's really turned out to where we thought it would be. You know, a lot of people would come, didn't want to come. They only come if there's something on the agenda that's important to them.
Right.
And it'll always be that way.
I don't know that we'll vote on this today, but I would like to poll
it's
the council.
To think about, right?
Ms. Deaver, do you have thoughts?
Actually, I did poll my my list of constituents, which is building all the time. And it came back that the night meetings were preferred because of the working people. I like the idea of starting the meeting early and maybe finishing a lot earlier than those night meetings are now. That's just unreasonable. We finish way too late, and we make people wait much too long and we allow it to go on too long, and I hope that stops.
So let me just say, Joan, would that be a 4 o'clock starting?
I would be for that, absolutely. And certainly keeping the once per month evening meeting, actually, I wouldn't be opposed to all of them being starting at 4 o'clock.
Mr. Vincent?
I'm fine with the 4 o'clock. Right now, I don't see any need to go to all evenings, but I'm okay with 4 o'clock for the one night.
Mr. Wilson?
Haven't thought about it yet.
Okay.
Now, we're only talking in advance about just that one meeting a month, which is what we're doing today. We're just dealing with that at this point, right?
Although there does seem to be some sentiment among the council members that that may be something that could
change later, right?
Take place every week.
Right.
Anything else, Mr. Wilson?
No, sir.
I believe it is a worthy idea of starting at 4 o'clock and having our public hearings beginning again at 6:30 or so, as Mr. Cole described.
Why not 3 o'clock, Vance? Why I say that is because the help that's working here for the county.
That's a good point.
We have them come in, and instead of paying overtime or have to pay comp time or all this other time, why not just bring them in? What difference does it make? 3, 4 o'clock?
Sam, and early on, you weren't here, but when I discussed why I like 4 o'clock is because if somebody on Lawrence's staff was on the agenda and it was at 4:30 or 5 o'clock, they could come in. They could easily just schedule them. They could get a half hour early in the morning. They don't have to come in and then put in an extra time. We could just give them a late morning arrival and things like that. So, I mean, there's a ways we can do it without really affecting it. But what I like the idea is our staff is already here at 4 o'clock. So when we start our meeting, the people we need haven't had to go and leave and close down their office, and they're here and available. And we can work around their schedules with their directors and different things to make it work. So,
and I think Mr. Wilson's point is well taken. If they normally get off at 4:30, that really only gives them a half hour to get all their business in. If we started at 3, that would give them an hour and a half on company time to be a part of the agenda. We would ultimately leave it up to the county administrator to work it so that we pay as little overtime as possible. If there's no objection, I'd like to allow the county administrator to look at this as a policy change and bring it forth to us in a couple weeks after we have a chance to think about it.
Sure.
All right.
Well, we got time, right? The next night meeting will be January 13th.
But I understand we should.
And we start that night meeting at 6:30, correct? Because do we have an opportunity to schedule it at 4?
Yes, we could schedule the regular business earlier at 4 o'clock. The public hearings are set for 7:30, right, Robin?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're already set.
They're already set.
At 7:30, so I'm not sure.
Well, then maybe we ought, because there's no sense of us having a two-hour dinner or something like that. We don't want to do that. So let's just, why don't we just then consider January 13th a 6:30 meeting?
There'll be no change in next week's meeting, and we'll ask the county administrator to give this some thought along with the council members, and we'll bring it back for a discussion and possibly a vote in the future. Okay. The administration's report.
Okay, we have several items on the county administrator's report this week. First is Inland Bay's Regional Wastewater Facility Agricultural Land Lease Update. For your information, bid documents are being prepared for a new agriculture lease for the lands that the county owns at the Inland Bay's Regional Wastewater Facility. The current lease with Deerfield Farm Incorporated ended December 31st, 2008, and a request for proposals will be issued this month. Responses to the request for proposals will be received in February, and award of a new lease is expected by early March 2009. There are approximately 568 tillable acres, some irrigated, some are not irrigated, on the property. So we will be requesting proposals for an agricultural lease, and Mr. Izzo will be back to the county council for your consideration of that when Dave is ready.
We used to pay people to do this work, right? Are we still paying them, or do they pay us?
No, they pay. We receive right now so much per acre, and I think it's around $7,500 for this
site.
And
13 quarter acre.
Yeah, it's about $13 per acre. So there was concern brought up at a previous council meeting by Mr. Phillips regarding the amount that we receive per acre. And so this will be a chance for us to increase our rent revenue. This benefits the Long Neck and Oak Orchard sewer districts. And then the next item is Delaware State Police report for November. Attached is a copy of the latest Delaware State Police report. As per the report, 3,630 complaints were handled, 2,651 traffic arrests were made, and as well as 1,158 criminal arrests in the county. And as you know, we contribute towards the cost of 40 additional state police in Sussex County, and they do report to us each month. Registrar Wills, Mr. Gregory Fuller, on December 23rd, Mr. Gregory Fuller was sworn in as the new Sussex County Registrar Wills. Mr. Fuller was appointed by Governor Ruth Ann Minner following the resignation of former Registrar Wills, David Wilson, who was elected to the General Assembly. We wish Mr. Fuller the best of luck in a new position. And then finally, for your information, Mr. Izzo is here today with Woods on Herring Creek sewer connection. We are pleased to inform you that the Woods on Herring Creek, which is part of the Angola's Sanitary Sewer District, has been connected to the Bayfront plant during mid-December 2008. As per our agreement, this is a temporary connection of a development served by a failing community septic system. A temporary connection will continue until the Angola Sanitary Sewer District collection system is completed, which is estimated to be November 2010. At that time, the Woods on Herring Creek would be served by the Angola Sanitary Sewer District.
Does anyone on council have a question for the administrator?
Mm-mm.
If not, I'd like to ask our...
I have a question.
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
I'm looking at number three here on page one. Register Wills, Gregory Fuller. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out how he's going to put 40 hours working for state and still have time to work here.
Check with the governor on that.
Well, I'm checking here. We're the one paying him, so we ought to. I mean, somewhere along the line, well, I think there's enough unemployed people who have to hire somebody else who's got a full-time job. In some kind, he's going to try to work his schedule in here, work for us when he feels fit he can do it. To me, this is out of order.
Mr. Baker, has there been any discussions about this?
State job also.
Yes, I talked to Mr. Fuller a little bit about it, and he indicated that he would be taking time off from his job with the State Department of Corrections and to the time that would be needed to serve as a Registrar of Wills.
Is that going to be his vacation time, sick leave, or what? How's he going to do this?
That's how State I problem. Understood it. It would be vacation, sick, or maybe leave without pay.
After all, I am a taxpayer, and I'm paying that salary, too. And then I'm going to pay this one on this end. So it looks like me double-dipping here, and I mean come right straight out of my pocket.
Has there been any thought toward putting some kind of an understanding in writing?
I did not ask Mr. Fuller that. I think... you know, I could approach him with that if you like.
It'll the gentleman
he has.
I might mention that Mr. Griffin, just from having been in the legal community here 40 years and observing what prior elected row office holders have done, I haven't really seen that they have been in those offices on an everyday basis.
Mm-mm.
Typically, they would come in once a week. They are positions created by the state constitution.
That's right.
So we can't undo those. And since the state constitution appoints them to head that office, as long as the function of that office remains efficient, that would be our consideration. If we don't think the person is spending enough time there to give proper direction and produce the efficiency that's needed to probate wills and settle estates, that's where we should focus our efforts, as opposed to saying you've got to be here 40 hours, and in addition to the 40 hours, you're being paid by the state.
I'm not asking to be here 40 hours, but I am saying he's hired full time at the other job. Huh? And you just said he should be here maybe one day a week. Well, now that's 52 days. He's going to have to be here somewhere or somewhere close to it. So where's he going to get these 52 days from?
Well, I'm saying that what I've observed in the past is that the office holder would come in one day a week, but they probably didn't stay all day. I mean, we could certainly ask those offices what the history
well,
has
then,
been.
Well, then we send him over, suppose he comes over and spends a couple of hours. He spends a half an hour coming back, it's half day gone. Well, he can't anywhere he want to. He's leaving the other job that we're paying for. And he's come over here and try to pay him for another job.
Well, I guess my question
is, this
is something we have no control over. And the
well,
governor,
sure we do. We pay his salary.
The governor appoints that person. We have no control over who they
well,
appoint.
Well, then we need to send a message to the governor and tell her she sent the wrong person.
No,
Ms.
He
Deaver,
already had a full-time job.
Let's go ahead down the line on this. Ms. Deaver, have you thoughts?
On the Fuller appointment?
Yes, ma'am. On the time allotment for both jobs, I believe, is the issue at hand.
Well, I think our control is the budget, is it not, for that department?
Yes, ma'am.
And I think we should look closely at all departments, all row office budgets. I see some that don't make money, lose money all the time. I'm concerned about that. That's where I think we have jurisdiction. And I think we should take good care of that part of it, the budget.
Mr. Vinson, do you have additional comments?
None.
Mr. Wilson?
I've said enough.
Mr. Cole?
I don't think it's our business to worry about it. We got enough on our plate. Worry about him.
Don't worry about loose ends. Let her go.
There's no loose ends.
I do believe that Mr. Wilson raises an issue that does resonate with some members of his constituency and the public in general. I think having it out here in this setting will probably get it some more attention in the newspapers. And if it's an agenda item that you'd like to have placed on in the future, in conjunction with a motion of some sort, I'm sure the administrator would make time.
I'm sure Mr. Fuller would be willing to come here and speak with you about how he plans to do his job for the $23,000 that the county is going to pay him.
Plus health care. Very good. Anything else for the county administrator? If not, I'd like to call on our County Finance Director, Susan Webb.
Thank you. I have a bit of housekeeping this morning. I have 8 resolutions for your consideration today. These are to change the Sussex County bank accounts, authorize signer, which authorize payment, to the new County Council Presidents Vance Phillips and Vice President George Cole, effective today, January 6, 2009. There are no new accounts being added today. This is just a simple change in the authorized check signers. These resolutions will authorize only 2 check signers from the president, the vice president, or the finance director, myself, to sign the checks or withdrawals and do wires, requiring 1 facsimile and 1 live signature, except for the payroll account, which is 2 facsimiles. And here are copies of the resolutions for your information. I know, but I wanted to pass them out this time.
Can we just read all 8 titles? And
I'm going to read all of this. I'm just going to read the resolution titles. There are 8 with 8 different bank accounts. This does list all our cash accounts. I don't have to go through that.
Mr. Cole, or I have any personal liability to make sure these checks are good.
Not me. Only the president.
If they're bad, they'll go right to your personal account. Are there any questions? This is a procedure that we do every year. Typically, the president, vice president changes every year, so we just have to get new check signing cards, much like what you do when you open a new account at your bank. They need to require a check signing card on file.
If there are no questions for the finance director, do you have a motion?
I have 8 resolutions. I'm okay. Sorry. They're not. I'll go fast. They'll be fast. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the resolution authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Wilmington Trust Company bearing the signature of any 2 of Vance Phillips, President, George B. Cole, Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided 1 live signature is on check or withdrawal.
Point of order, Mr. Griffin. Is there any way to speed this up, or do we need individual motions for each?
Can we say all in favor, say aye?
Could I do the 1 resolution, list all the banks? Or it's
are they different, or is the each resolution for a different purpose?
It's the same resolution, but it's for different banks.
The cash management one's different, and then the one that has the payroll, which is 2 facsimiles, a little different. The rest are the same.
Yeah, I think you probably ought to do the resolutions in the order that Mrs. Webb has them.
I'd ask for a motion.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
have a motion and a second. All in, we'll call for the vote if there's no discussion. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips, yes.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the resolution authorized to enter into cash management agreements with Wilmington Trust Company of Wilmington, Delaware.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips, yes.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the resolution authorizing the payment of funds from the Sussex County Council on deposit with Wilmington Trust Company bearing the facsimile signatures of any two of Vance Phillips, President, George B. Cole, Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the resolution authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Citizens Bank bearing the signature of any two of Vance Phillips, President, George B. Cole, Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one live is on check or withdrawal.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the resolution authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Delaware National Bank bearing the signature of any two of Vance Phillips, President, George B. Cole, Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Can I vote yes?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the resolution authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Delaware National Bank bearing the facsimile signatures of any two of Vance Phillips, President, George B. Cole, Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the resolution authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Wilmington Savings Fund Society, FSB, bearing the signature of any two of Vance Phillips, President, George B. Cole, Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you. Last one. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the resolution authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the PNC Bank bearing the signatures of any two of Vance Phillips, President, George B. Cole, Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Did a fine job.
Good job.
We now have on the agenda an executive session for land acquisition and pending potential litigation. I would ask for a motion, and in the motion, I would ask that those specific items be mentioned.
I'll make the motion that we go into executive session for land acquisition and pending potential litigation.
Do I have a second?
Second.
A motion made by Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Vincent, that we go into executive session for land acquisition, pending and potential litigation. There's no discussion. I'll call for the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. We'll adjourn to executive session.